Title: Age Discrimination Act, which prescribes age discrimination in programs receiving federal assistance, does not apply to medical residency rankings, Ninth Circuit panel rules. Content: The Age Discrimination Act of 1975, the Age Act, prescribes age-based discrimination in programs and activities that receive federal financial assistance. The Age Act generally does not restrict age discrimination in employment practices, as this is the purview of a separate federal law, the Age Discrimination in Employment Act of 1967, the ADEA. On August 18, 2025, a three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals held that the ranking of medical residents by medical schools is an employment practice to which the Age Act does not apply. The case, Spatz v. Regents of the University of California, clarifies that the decision not to accept a medical student into a residency program does not give rise to a cause of action under the Age Act. Facts and procedural history: to become a fully licensed physician, medical school graduates must complete a residency program at a certified institution. Medical students are matched to a residency program through the National Resident Matching Program, whereby medical students rank the residency programs they would like to join and medical schools rank the applicants they would like to accept into their residency programs. Under this program, not all medical students are matched with a residency program. In Spatz, the plaintiff alleged that he was denied admission to the Neurological Surgery Residency Program at the University of California, San Francisco, UCSF, based on his age. The plaintiff graduated from UCSF's medical school in 2021. He applied to medical residency programs at UCSF and elsewhere in the 2020 and 2021 match years, but he failed to match with any program both years. UCSF did not rank the plaintiff in either year, and the plaintiff claimed that if UCSF had ranked him in either year, he would have matched with the program. The plaintiff claimed that UCSF's decision not to rank him constituted age-based discrimination and retaliation. The plaintiff filed a lawsuit against the Regents of the University of California after he failed to match with UCSF in 2022. The lawsuit asserted a claim for age discrimination in violation of the Age Act, along with five other claims under California's Fair Employment and Housing Act, the FEHA, and a claim for whistleblower retaliation in violation of the California Health and Safety Code. The lawsuit did not include a claim for discrimination under the ADEA. ADEA protections are limited to individuals who are at least 40 years of age, and the plaintiff was under the age of 40 when he failed to match in 2022. The Age Act prescribes age-based discrimination in any program or activity receiving federal financial assistance. In 1978, the Age Act was amended to include a private cause of action. Prior to that, federal agencies were the sole enforcers of the Act. Unlike the ADEA, the Age Act is not limited to individuals who are at least 40 years of age. However, under 42 U.S.C. Section 6103(c)(1), the Age Act exempts from its application any employment practice of any employer, employment agency, or labor organization, or with respect to any labor management joint apprenticeship training program, emphasis added. After the parties engaged in discovery, the defendant moved for summary judgment on all of the plaintiff's claims. The plaintiff's opposition only addressed his Age Act claim. The district court granted summary judgment in favor of the defendant on all of the claims, stating that the residency selection process constitutes an employment practice to which the Age Act does not apply. The district court also stated that even if the Age Act were applicable to medical residency matching, there was no genuine dispute of material fact as to the merits of the claim. The plaintiff appealed the dismissal of his Age Act claim to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. The Ninth Circuit's decision on August 18, a three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals issued a decision affirming the district court's order granting summary judgment in favor of the defendant, holding that the ranking of medical residents by medical schools is an employment practice under the Age Act. In reaching this conclusion, the Ninth Circuit panel stated that the Age Act picks up where the ADEA leaves off and that they should be construed as if